नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर फाइव नारद मुनि कर्स्ड बाय प्रजापति दक्ष टेक्स्ट 22 स्वर ब्रह्मणि द स्पिरिचुअल साउंड निर्भाता प्लेसिंग क्लियरली बिफोर द माइंड ऋषिकेश द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड कृष्ण द मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस पदाम्बुजे द लोटस फीट अखंडम अनब्रोकन चित्तम चित्तम कॉन्शियसनेस आवेश्य एंगेजिंग लोकान ऑल द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम अनुचर ट्रेवल्ड अराउंड मुनि द ग्रेट सेज नारद मुनि। सर्वब्रह्मणि निर्भाता ऋषिकेश पदाम्बुजे अखंडम चित्तमावेश्य लोकाननुचरन् मुनिः। स्वरब्रह्मणि निर्भाता ऋषिकेश पदाम्बुजे अखंडम चित्तमावेश्य लोकाननुचरन् मुनिः। स्वरब्रह्मणि निर्भाता ऋषिकेश पदाम्बुजे अखंडम चित्तमावेश्य लोकाननुचरन् मुनिः।
स्वब्रह्मणि निर्भीता ऋषिकेश पदाम्बुजे अखंडम चित्तमावेश्य लोकाननुचरन् मुनिः।
सर्वब्रह्मणि निर्भात ऋषिकेश पदाम्बुजे अखंडम चित्तमावेश लोकाननुचरन् मुनिः।
माताजी
सर्वब्रह्मणि निर्भाता
So I went through the word for word meaning already. So I'll just go to the translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The seven musical notes, Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, and Ni, are used in musical instruments. But originally they come from the Samaveda. The great sage Narad vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibrations, such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus he directly perceives Rishikesh, the master of the senses. After delivering the Haryashas, Narad Muni continued traveling throughout the planetary systems, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Please repeat after me. The seven musical notes.
Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, and Ni.
Are used in musical instruments.
But originally,
they come from the Samavedas.
The great sage Narada
vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord.
By such transcendental vibrations,
such as
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord.
Thus he directly perceives Hrishikesh,
the master of the senses.
After delivering the Haryashas,
Narad Muni continued traveling
throughout the planetary systems.
His mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The goodness of the sage Narad Muni is described herewith. He always chants about the pastimes of the Lord and delivers the fallen souls back to Godhead. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Narad Muni Bajai Bina Radhika Ramana Name Namo Amuni Udito Hoy Bhakato Gita Shami Omiyo Dhara Borishe Ghano Shravana Jugale Giya Bhakato Jano Shaghane Nache Bhoriya Apono Hiya Madhuri Puro Ashobo Poshi Matai Jagato Jane Kehoba Kade Kehoba Nache Keho Mate Mone Mone Pancho Badano Narade Dhori প্রেমেরও সঘন রোলে কমলা সন নাচিয়া বলে বলো বলো হরি বলে সহস্রানন পরম সুখে হরি হরি বলি গায় নাম প্রভাবে মাতিল বিশ্ব নাম রস সবে পায় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ নাম রসনে স্ফুরি পুরলয় আমারও আস শ্রীরূপ পদে যাচয়ে ইহা Bhakti Vinoda Dasho.
The purport of this song is that Narad Muni, the great soul, plays a stringed instrument called Veena, vibrating the sound Radhika Ramana, which is another name of Krishna. As soon as he strokes the strings, all the devotees begin responding, making a very beautiful vibration, accompanied by the stringed instrument. The singing seems like a shower of nectar, and all the devotees dance in ecstasy to the fullest extent of their satisfaction. While dancing, they appear madly intoxicated with ecstasy, as if drinking the beverage called Madhuri Pura. Some of them cry, some of them dance, and some of them, although unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. Lord Shiva embraces Narad Muni and begins talking in an ecstatic voice. And seeing Lord Shiva dancing with Narad, Lord Brahma also joins, saying, "All of you kindly chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol." The King of Heaven, Indra, also gradually joins with great satisfaction and begins dancing and chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In this way, by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes ecstatic. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, "When the universe becomes ecstatic, my desire is satisfied. I therefore pray unto the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that this chanting of Harir Nama may go on nicely like this." Lord Brahma is the guru of Narad Muni, who is the guru of Vasudev, and Vasudev is the guru of Madhvacharya. Thus, the Gauriya Vaishnav Sampradaya is in the disciplic succession from Narad Muni. The members of this disciplic succession, in other words, the members of the Hare Krishna movement, or the member of the Krishna consciousness movement, should follow in the footsteps of Narad Muni by chanting the sound of transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and by instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instructions of Narad Muni. If one pleases Narad Muni, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesh, is also pleased. Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. The immediate spiritual master is a representative of Narad Muni. There is no difference between the instructions of Narad Muni and those of the present spiritual master. Both Narad Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita 18:65 and 66, Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad jaji mang namaskuru mame vaishyasi shattam te pratijane priyosime sarvadharman parityajya mame kam sharanam braja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo Mokshayishyami Masuchaha. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So here, Narad Muni's activities and glories have been described. In Srimad Bhagavatam we see that whenever somebody becomes qualified, Narad Muni comes and blesses him. Narad Muni instructs him. Narad Muni delivers him. So many living entities are being blessed by Narad Muni in this way. And Narad Muni is continuously traveling since time immemorial. He is traveling and bestowing his mercy. Whoever is qualified is receiving his mercy. And what Narad Muni is doing, he's traveling, playing on his bina, and chanting the holy name of the Lord. In India, there is a misconception about Narad Muni. Actually, there's a lot of misconceptions in India about Narad Muni. they try to portray Narad Muni as a joker. But Narad Muni is the greatest of the Mahajans, greatest spiritual personality. And also they say Narad Muni in a comical way, saying, Narayan, Narayan. No, Narad Muni doesn't speak like that. Narad Muni is chanting his Veena, he is singing the glory of the Lord. He's describing the pastimes of the Lord. In Indian dance culture, there is one type of dance, which is called Kathak. The Kathak dance is, Katha means description. So through this Kathak dance, they describe the glory of the Lord. Kathak is based on the pastimes of the Lord. And Radhika and like, and they sing and they dance and make others dance. So you can see how Kathak culture is actually coming. Like the singer sings beautiful, they sing beautifully and they sing and they dance along with that. But unfortunately that culture also has been destroyed by the Muslims. The Muslims took this dance culture to their court, and today Kathak has become so badly affected by the Muslim culture. The dance is performed as if it's a Muslim thing. But the Kathak means is a dance that is coming from the personality like Narad Muni and describing the activities of the Lord. Such a beautiful way. And we can see Srila Prabhupada is actually reviving the actual Vedic culture. And here he's describing, Narad Muni is singing or describing the pastimes of the Lord. Radhika Ramana Nami. That is, Radhika Ramana Nami means Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Narad Muni is either chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or directly describing the glories and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the business of a devotee. Either he chants the holy name or he explains to people about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to develop a loving relationship with him. So that is the occupation of a devotee. And Prabhupada is pointing out that culture is real Krishna conscious culture. It is coming from Narad Muni, and because we are in the line of Narad Muni. Prabhupada is pointing out our line is Brahma Sampradaya. Lord Brahma received it from Krishna. Then Brahma gave it to Narad. This knowledge. Bhagavat Parampara. The process of devotional service. Brahma had many sons, and through other sons, Brahma is giving Karmakanda and Gyanakanda. But through Narad Muni, he is giving the bhakti. Bhakti cult. So, and in this line, we all are. One, Karmakanda section is describing how to enjoy in this material nature. Vedas are not saying, don't enjoy. Because everybody wants to enjoy. But when one is in the material platform, he wants to enjoy through sense gratification. The Vedas are not saying, don't indulge in sense gratification. If you are of that kind of lower grade of consciousness, if you are so much in body consciousness, then okay, go through your bodily enjoyment. But do it in the right way. Because the right action will lead to enjoyment and wrong action will lead to suffering. And that is the principle of karma. That's why that's called Karma Kanda section. And it is explained in a branch of philosophy called Purva Mimamsa or Karma Mimamsa. And Karma Mimamsa is simple, understanding. Right action will lead to enjoyment, wrong action will lead to suffering. Now the question is, do you want to really enjoy? If you want to enjoy really, then go through the right kind of actions. The Vedas are giving the direction. Right actions will lead to enjoyment, wrong action will lead to suffering. For example, one may think that if I get a lot of money, I will enjoy. People generally think that way. If I get a lot of money, I'll enjoy. And he robs a bank, or steals money from somebody. Then the police comes and catches him and puts him in the prison. So, he wanted to enjoy, but he ends up suffering. Because wrong action will lead to suffering. Somebody may say, well, although I am acting in a wrong way, I am not suffering. But the thing is that, in this law, in the law of this nature, this world, you may not be suffering. But wait till Jamadutas come. And they'll take you to Jamalaya. And Jamraj, the ultimate judge, is going to judge you. So be careful. You can't get away from this arrangement. If you act in a wrong way, you're going to suffer. So don't act in a wrong way. Act in a right way. And what is the right way? You abide by the law. You earn your money, become qualified, earn your money, and you enjoy. So that is the simple Karma Mimamsa, the essence of Karmakanda section of the Vedas. But in spite of all the enjoyments, one ultimately gets to realize that he's suffering. Then he considers that I want to enjoy, I do not want to suffer. Then why am I suffering? Can there be an uninterrupted enjoyment in this material nature? No. Suffering is inevitable. Somebody may think that if I become a king, I'll be very happy. And he becomes a king. But then he realizes, oh, there are so many problems. And the king's position has been described like he's sitting on a throne, but just above the throne, there is a guillotine. You know guillotine? A heavy cutting device. Like a big sword, but heavy. And that is hanging on a thin thread. And if that thread breaks, he's going to fall on the king and cut him into two pieces. That's the position of a king. We may think that he is enjoying, but he is in a very, very precarious condition. So everybody in this material nature is in such a condition. No matter wherever he is, he is bound to suffer. And not that he has uninterrupted suffering also. There is some enjoyment also. His enjoyment is not uninterrupted and suffering also is not uninterrupted. There is interruption. After the suffering comes a little pleasure. But that pleasure also has been described in our scriptures. Danda jane raja jano nodite chupai. Like there is one kind of punishment. That the prisoner is put in a cage. And the cage is lowered in the water. What happens? He is dying for air. And then it is just brought out of the water, only for a short while, and then again put into the water. Our condition is like that. Little enjoyment and lot of suffering. And then again, little enjoyment, lot of suffering. And this is what is happening in the material nature. So when one realizes that this is the condition, then what he wants? He wants to get out of the suffering condition. Initially, in the bodily platform, he wants bhukti, enjoyment. And then when he realizes the suffering condition, then he wants to have mukti. So that part is dealt with the Gyanakanda section of the Vedas. Bhukti, mukti and siddhi. Then there is the yoga. Through the yoga practice, one achieves siddhi. But these all three are useless waste of time. All three are material situation. But then comes the platform of bhakti, devotion. And in the platform of devotion, there is real anandam, real joy. So this is the message that a pure devotee of the Lord carries. And he distributes this knowledge all over the world. Like Narad Muni set this standard of preaching. And we see that our acharyas all did that. And finally, Srila Prabhupada, he made such an arrangement to attract people all over the world. He made the arrangement through ISKCON in such a way. And this is actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine arrangement. Narad Muni was going around and giving the benedictions or bestowing his mercy to only those who are qualified, some individuals. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the arrangement that mass distribution. And that mass distribution has got the shape through Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed throughout India. And he said that this movement will spread all over the world in every town and village. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srila Prabhupada to do that. What he himself didn't do, he made Srila Prabhupada achieve that. And Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And in order to continue the mission, he created the institution of ISKCON. ISKCON is the institution through which Mahaprabhu's prediction will become a literal reality. It will become a reality to the point. It will spread in every town and village through the institution of ISKCON. So we can see the continuity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, gave Krishna consciousness. Then again, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine arrangement, Krishna consciousness got lost. Mahaprabhu's teachings got lost due to the unscrupulous propaganda or teachings of the Sahajiyas, Apa Sampradayas. They destroyed Mahaprabhu's movement. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who revived this movement. And then came Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He spread this movement throughout India. And then came Srila Prabhupada, who took this movement out of India and spread it all over the world. Actually, this is the greatest miracle that has happened. In 10 years' time, this movement spread all over the world. And that also by a person who was 70 years old at that time. When he started, at the age of 70, Srila Prabhupada started to spread this movement, and He made it spread all over the world in 10 years' time. Where has such a thing ever happened? At the age of 70, not only 70, at the age of 60, people retire. Okay, bus. And they rock in their easy chair and try to enjoy their retired life. But at the age of 70, Srila Prabhupada goes out, goes to America. And no arrangement, no support, no financial backing, and in total uncertainty, Srila Prabhupada goes to the West. And then from there, like literally from the zero point, literally from nothing, Srila Prabhupada built this Krishna consciousness movement. And he himself spread it all over the world within 10 years' time. And then, during that time, he created that institution of ISKCON. When Prabhupada started to preach, the first thing he did is establish ISKCON. And he put ISKCON as the important factor, not himself. When Prabhupada went to America, there were many Indian sadhus going to America. It was a big business those days. Even now it's a big business. Art of living. A useless Indian is teaching Americans how to live. They know how to live. Americans, I mean, actually, the whole world is copying America, learning the art of living from America. And he goes to teach art of living. And fooling them, he is living his life. This is the art of his living. And these are the people, they went, and they all had their own names at that time. This guru's institution, Bal Yogi, Mahesh Yogi, this yogi, that yogi, all these yogis, and bogies, institution. But an amazing thing, actually, it was one very important person, educationist, a professor, emeritus professor, mentioned that while all these spiritual leaders from India were promoting themselves, Prabhupada didn't do that. Prabhupada simply promoted Krishna. Prabhupada never spoke about himself. Prabhupada's institution was not the International Society for Bhakti Vedanta Swami. No, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna's glory. And this institution was meant to spread Krishna consciousness. Actually, many people, even in India, people didn't know that Prabhupada was the person. Even now, how do they address ISKCON in Vrindavan? Angrezo ka mandir. And in Mayapur, it is Sahib Mat. Sahibo ka mandir. So, they think that it is an organization of the Americans and foreigners. See, this is how Srila Prabhupada kept himself totally unnoticed. Prabhupada was not concerned about his glorification. Prabhupada came with a mission to Krishna conscious, to make the world Krishna conscious. Because Prabhupada knew that the only way that can save the humanity in this world is by allowing them to develop their relationship with Krishna. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did. Made them Krishna conscious. And to continue the mission, Prabhupada established the institution of ISKCON. Prabhupada knew that he won't be here for too long. He was already 70 years old. When you are 70, how many more years do you have? If you are properly situated, I mean, if you are not in Maya, then you know that you don't have much time. If you are not in Maya, then everybody knows that he doesn't have much time. Because death can come at any moment. But those who are in Maya, they think, I'm not going to die. The whole world will be destroyed, but not me. So that is the typical materialistic or mayik ill tendency or attitude. So in this way, this world is moving in that. And Srila Prabhupada came to give them the proper understanding of Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness means be prepared to die at any moment. Death may come at any moment. But remember Krishna at the time of death. And it won't happen accidentally. You have to prepare yourself. So this life is the opportunity to prepare yourself for death. Life is actually an opportunity to prepare ourselves for death. Therefore, when you are alive, let's try to remember Krishna. When you are alive, let's become absorbed in Krishna. When you are alive, let us become Krishna conscious instead of body conscious. In this material nature, all the living entities, starting from an insect to the demigods, they all are in body consciousness. Everyone is in body consciousness. But the real understanding, real wisdom is to become situated in Krishna consciousness, spiritual consciousness. When we are in body consciousness, we are in Maya. When we are in Maya, we are in body consciousness. But when you become spiritually situated, then we become Krishna conscious. Our consciousness then becomes tuned to Krishna. Krishna is the source of all consciousness, and we become tuned to Krishna. And this is the meaning of Krishna consciousness, and this is the perfection of our existence. And that will happen when we'll become, a time will come, we'll become free from the bondage of the body. Nature will allow us, okay, now you're free. As long as we have the body, we are tied down to the material nature. Body has so many needs. We can't be free from those needs. Body needs to eat, body needs to sleep, body needs this, body needs that. So body has its demands, and as long as we are in this material nature, as long as we have this body, we cannot avoid those needs. But we can spiritualize those needs. The way to spiritualize this need is, okay, you have to eat Krishna Prasad. You have to sleep, even in your dream, even in your sleep, you think of Krishna. That's the perfection. Even at our sleep, we'll think of Krishna. That means, we'll become transported to another world where we'll be with Krishna. In the material platform, people dream, but a pure devotee doesn't dream. In his sleep, he is transported to Krishna, Krishna's world. That's called Yoga Nidra. He's sleeping, but in his sleep, he's connected to Krishna. So this is how one prepares himself. In the material platform, everybody wants to avoid death. Whereas in the spiritual platform, a devotee wants to prepare himself for death. He waits for death. Okay, when it comes, let me face it. Am I prepared to die now? That's a devotee's attitude. A devotee never thinks that, I'm going to live for another 40 years. No. Devotee's thing is that death may come at any moment. But when it comes, let me face it properly. I'm ready to die. Krishna, whenever you want me to leave this body, I'm ready. Whenever you want me to leave this world, I'm ready. Therefore, we should be very careful not to develop unnecessary attachments. Like we notice, people become, even devotees become attached. Like when they're young, they're attached to his wife and children. Then when they grow old, they become attached to their grandchildren or great-grandchildren. The attachment continues. One may not be so attached to his wife, but attached to his grandchildren. But still, if one has practiced Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will help at the time of death. That reminds me, like there's one devotee, very wonderful devotee. He was very wealthy and he helped Srila Prabhupada's movement in a remarkable way. He gave a lot of donations to many, many projects in ISKCON. But he was very attached to his family. He was concerned, what will happen to his son? What will happen to his... One of his daughters was not married and he was so worried. And I used to tell him that, please, try to become detached. Because these attachments are going to cause you trouble. So free yourself, try to free yourself. And he was a very simple-hearted person, very nice. And when he left, when the time came to leave his body, he was totally free from this attachment. Anyway, probably I'll just mention his name also. His name is Hari Narayan from Spain. And actually that day I was in Bombay. I just came back from, I think, America. And I was in Bombay. And I was going to the airport to catch a flight to Indore to come to Ujjain. And when I was driving, I got a phone call from his son that his condition is very, very critical and he may leave any moment. So, I started to speak to him. He gave the phone and I held the phone near his ears. And so I was speaking to him. I was telling him that all that he was practicing all this while, all his life, now the time has come for fructification of that. Now is the time that what he has practiced, now to apply it in. So, and then I started to chant. And so I did, like while I was driving, it was going on. And then I stopped and cut the phone. And a few minutes, I was still driving actually to the airport. The phone call came, another phone call came from his son, said that he left his body. And he told that it was just after I spoke to him, he left his body. And of course, I was coming to Ujjain, but right there I phoned Emirates Airlines. I told them that, I booked my flight, I went to Spain. And it's such a glorious way he left. Although he was so attached to his family and concern, but at that time he became completely free from all that. When he was speaking, as long as he was speaking about Krishna, and he actually expressed his desire to speak to me. And so that shows that even though somebody may be attached, even though somebody may not be fully free from material attachments, but at that time Krishna will help. If someone is sincere, Krishna will help. And in that respect, Prabhupada told us that if you practice Krishna consciousness, the question was, Prabhupada, what will happen if I cannot remember Krishna at the time of death? And Prabhupada's answer was that when you practice Krishna consciousness so sincerely, then even if you forget Krishna at the time of death, Krishna will not forget you. So that is the wonderful assurance. Krishna will not forget you. So practice the process with all sincerity when you are alive. And remember, that is the real time, real test that you have to face at the time of death. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Narad Muni, and all glories to all our previous acharyas. All glories to Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nithai, and Nrisimha Dev. Nrisimha Dev is our ultimate shelter. We take shelter of Nrisimha Dev and he will remove all our impediments towards Krishna consciousness. Vibhu Chaitanya is sitting right in front of me and he makes my life easy by writing it. Thank you. How are you? Oh, so many questions. Okay, let me see. If Krishna wanted Daksha to promote the creation, and accidentally Daksha gave birth to accordingly, Daksha gave birth to so many sons, won't Narad Muni, apparently acting against Lord's desire by turning Haryashas to renunciates. Forgive me for my limited understanding. Yeah. You see, it is not that Krishna wants Daksha to fill up the universe, but fill up the universe with a purpose. And what's the purpose of living entities coming to the material nature? To go back to prepare, especially when they get the human form of life, to prepare them to become qualified to go back to Godhead. So, these individuals, although came to the material nature, but they actually got the opportunity, took advantage of the opportunity and made their life successful. Right? So it's not that Narad Muni was acting against Krishna's will. Ultimately, in the material nature, we are not coming according to Krishna's will. We all are coming to this material nature due to our own desire. We want to enjoy without Krishna. That's why we are here. Not that Krishna says, you go. Krishna says, don't go. But we say, no, we want to go, Then Krishna says, okay, if you're really that keen to go, go. Just like the father lets the child go, but at the same time the father is also going with the child. Or when you love somebody, when you care for somebody, we don't want that person to be alone. Especially we know when you know that he is not capable. So that's why Krishna is following us also as super soul. And Krishna is waiting. When are you going to come back to me? Did you have enough? Did you have enough of this material nature? And did you play long enough? And are you sick and tired now? If you're sick and tired, come back to me. So we have to become sick and tired of this material enjoyment. Okay. Basu Shrestha Das. Where is Basu Shrestha? Okay. Why didn't you ask me the question in English? Ask. Let's see. This is being lazy. Or being nervous. Being afraid to ask in. Anyway. Dandavad Guru Maharaj. Usually, we are to hear that Prabhupada went to America with only 40 rupees. But at the Jaladuta Mahotsav, Prabhupada's son told that Prabhupada gave him that 40 rupees to him, Vrindavan Prabhu, just before starting for America. If you please make clear the matter to us. Well, I don't know, like what Prabhupada gave him, as he said, his son. But one thing we know, Prabhupada had $40, which was cheated by a taxiwala in Delhi. Prabhupada didn't use that $40, not dollars. He had this $40 with him. And in Delhi, when he came back, that taxiwala, you know, that probably the taxi was only for 10 rupees or 15 rupees, but he demanded. Anyway. Dhanashri. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for your inspiring class. Guru Maharaj, many times after hearing lectures or reading scriptures, either I forget or I don't understand things. This seems like demotivating factor. How should I overcome this? Okay, good question. And you have very nice handwriting. Very beautiful handwriting. So, okay, after reading, hearing lectures or reading scriptures, either you forget. So when you forget, you write it down. Right? When you sit in a class, sit with a notebook and a pen and take notes. Or don't understand. So if you don't understand, you ask. Right? So this should not demotivate you, rather inspire you. Okay. Dina Vatsala Das from Bangalore. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. As you mentioned about some institutes as so-called spiritual leaders, some devotees say that at least they are bringing them to sattvic platform by promoting vegetarianism, etc. So later their followers, which are generally huge in number, may become devotees. While some devotees say that these people are only doing harm because it's highly unlikely for their followers to become devotees. Guru Maharaj, what should be the proper understanding in this regard? To what extent we can appreciate them, if any? Well, there are two ways of looking at it. You can, it's like saying that an optimist sees a glass when it is full of half full. An optimist says that the glass is half full. And a pessimist says the glass is half empty. Today I was looking at the pessimistic side. and I was seeing the way I presented it or put it is because, somebody may say that, well, they're at least bringing them. But the thing is, eventually or apparently, they're misleading them. These people are searching for spiritual life and they're thinking that that is the spiritual life. That do yoga and get some material benefit is spiritual activities. And as a result of that, they do not understand the importance of ISKCON's preaching. Prabhupada's teachings. And yes, huge number is there, but not many of them, at least according to my understanding, coming to Krishna consciousness. Our devotees are mainly those who came directly by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, not from their fold, because they develop some kind of attachment to their leaders. And it becomes very difficult to release themselves from that attachment. Like, just consider how many people have joined ISKCON from Ramakrishna Mission. Because why not? There are so many spiritual groups. Ramakrishna Mission, this group, you know, this Baba, that Ma, and but none of them come from, because you know, they have their allegiance, they have their attachment. It's sentimental, but they do not really know what is the difference between spiritual objective and sentimental attachments. Like so often we speak to so many people, they don't give up their attachments. So they are becoming vegetarians. What did Prabhupada say about vegetarianism? Even the monkeys are vegetarians. So what's the point in that kind of vegetarianism? Like, anyway, so now the last question. This is from Shyamsundar Krishna Das. Let me introduce. Shyamsundar Krishna came from Australia. He flew all the way from Melbourne just to be here, to have the darshan of Madan Mohan for 2 days. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat. Thank you Guru Maharaj for such wonderful and touching class. Guru Maharaj, just like Narad Muni is talking about glories of Radhika Raman, similarly, Mahamantra has Ram, which means Radhika Raman. I have tried hard when the word Ram comes due to conditioning in North India. I remember Sita Ram and feel lot of solace. Do I need to change when I chant? Do I need to change?
Change my thinking.
Okay. If yes, how do I force this? How should I practice? Very fallen. Okay. So what do you mean? Like when you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you feel your attachment to Lord Ramchandra, Sita Ram.
The word Ram, Hare Ram comes.
Yeah.
Even though I know theoretically that I should think of Radhika Raman, Krishna.
There is no need to think. Just chant. Right? Like mind's business is to think. And mind should be in hearing the mantra. When you are thinking, then it's shifting to something else. But when you are chanting, let the mind think about the heart. All our senses can be in our hearing. That is the way to receive the Hare Krishna, receive the Mahamantra. Because once you start thinking, it will shift from one thought to another thought, and then finally you will see, mind is not even in Sitaram. Mind is going to Ramada Inn. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare.